You're listening to SBS News.
Amid warnings of more black summers, a drying climate and intense weather causing destruction above and below the ocean surface, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a new position on net zero by 2050 is finally being settled.
Our plan is a fair plan. It's a practical plan. It's a responsible plan. Our plan for net zero by 2050 is the plan that I believe Australians want because it gets it right. It's been carefully put together. We've listened very carefully to both the concerns and the ambitions of Australians in pulling this together to ensure that we get the plan right.
He's making the commitment with billions of dollars in spending. $20 billion will be spent over the next decade on things like hydrogen, low-cost solar power and low-emission steel and cement. They go along with storing carbon underground through capture and storage or sequestration. Mr. Morrison says the existing policies will guide the path forward.
It is not a revolution, but a careful evolution to take advantage of changes in our markets. And it's not a set-and-forget plan. It has an insurance policy review mechanism to make sure that it keeps delivering for regional Australia. In this plan, there is accountability.
Energy Minister Angus Taylor says embracing net zero will drive new jobs and avoid electoral dangers.
62,000 new regional jobs in mining and heavy industry, and additional jobs over and above that in other sectors. No taxes or legislated targets or mechanisms. We won't be raising the price of electricity.
While a deal within the coalition has been made, the opposition leader Anthony Albanese has pointed out ongoing divisions on the policy. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce reportedly voiced his personal opposition to the mid-century target with his national colleagues.
How can Australians trust this government to deliver on net zero by 2050 when you will be acting Prime Minister in 2 days and you are opposed to it?
Mr. Speaker, the biggest thing, of course, is that people clearly understand that in our roles, my role as leader of the Nationals, I'm making absolutely certain that we don't legislate the coal miners out of a job.
Greens leader Adam Bandt says the coalition's announcement does not go nearly far enough.
There's no plan for how we will cut our pollution. Almost half of the so-called pollution cuts are based on accounting tricks, offsets, and someone riding in on a unicorn with technology that doesn't even exist yet. It is a total fraud.
The government won't be accelerating its 2030 target of 26 to 28% in greenhouse emissions reduction, but is projecting a deeper reduction of 30 to 35%. Professor Will Steffen from the Climate Council says Australia is isolated on the world stage.
I don't think it's going to make much difference. I think we'll still be the laggard, back of the pack. What Glasgow is really looking for is more ambitious targets for 2030. I think there's been a real shift in the last month in the lead up to Glasgow, that many countries are realizing that to really meet the Paris climate goals, 2030 has to be the focus.
Scott Morrison arrives in Glasgow this weekend. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.